We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
That's not all gloom and doom. Some of it's gloom and data. Because in anticipation of global climate catastrophes, Earth is getting a black box to record events that lead to the downfall of civilization. Well, why don't they make the whole planet out of the black box, am I right? The goal of this black box is to use storage drives to provide a record for future civilizations to understand what caused our demise by recording every step we take toward climate catastrophe. And we have a statement from the designer of the black box.
Black box.
He was actually singing inside the black box, apparently. And I have a bone to pick. This is assuming all future generations will know how to access our old technology. I can't find the dongle for my digital camera from 2008. That trip to Antigua? Gone. Designers say the black box will be a monolith about the size of a city bus, made of 3-inch thick steel and placed in an open field in Australia. Really? Australia? You know about Australia, right? Oh, here's the black box. Crikey, it looks like it's covered in a mist of spiders. Now it's being carried off by millions of cannibal crabs. Better head indoors, it's starting to rain snakes. Don't worry, that happens every hour during rainy snake season. Now, if you excuse me, I have to fight this wallaby. Put him up, Pouchy! Now, put him up! The project is a collaboration between a marketing communications company called Clemminger BBDO and the University of Tasmania. The school is very excited to be hosting this monolith, as explained in this statement from the dean of the University of Tasmania. What are you going to do? He's got tenure. So, turns out the inside of the black box is basically a huge hard drive that will gather climate change data like atmospheric carbon dioxide levels and average temperatures, and use an algorithm to scour the web for tweets and news. News, okay, I understand that. But I don't know if tweets are the best record of humanity. Well, it looks like past humans ignored global warming until it was too late, never invested in green energy, and most of them killed themselves doing something called the Milk Crate Challenge. Unfortunately, developers estimate that the data storage will run out in 30 to 50 years. Not the most encouraging sign. That's like going in for surgery and having your doctor say, do we validate parking? I wouldn't worry about that. Just Just leave the keys with the nurse. Just leave the keys with the nurse. Meanwhile, in Belgium, the death metal band Omicron wants you to know it has nothing to do with the virus. This is the most unlucky band name since the 1920s jazz stylings of Gonorrhea Sam and the Three Herpes. Pandemic news, we're still talking about Omicron, though there's controversy about how you're supposed to say Omicron. Is it Omi or Oma? How do you say it?
Oh my.
Thank you, Ensign. Yesterday, we learned the first Omicron case on U.S. soil was found in California, which led the state's Secretary of Health and Human Services to claim Californians were proud to have identified the first Omicron case. Good for you, Golden State! You put that kind of positive spin on all your disasters. Greetings from California, home of extra crispy trees. Unfortunately, that's not the only case. Today, a second case of the Omicron variant was identified in Minnesota. But do not panic. It's just one person in America's heartland who recently traveled to New York City. Okay, fine, but maybe he was here on business, spent most of his time alone in his hotel, getting takeout, and staring pensively out the window at all the people he wasn't infecting right after he attended the 2021 anime convention at the Javits Center. Oh, no! Let's go to a reaction from the anime community.
Damn you! Why?
So, Omicron is here. It is here in the United States, but don't worry. President Biden has a plan he announced today. One thing is requiring travelers to wear masks on airplanes, public transportation, and trains. Oh, good. Trains. It's reassuring to know that the guy masturbating on the Q train is thinking about someone else. But the anti-vax community has their own plan to combat Omicron. Make up crazy crap. The newest batch of Online Stupid maintains that Omicron is a hoax, saying, lefties will be fooled again. The rest of us need to stay strong. Their proof? If you scramble the letters of Omicron, you get the word moronic. Wow. Wow.
That's what they did.
That theory is incredibly Omicron. Okay, it is true. If you rearrange the letters in Omicron, you can spell moronic, but that doesn't prove anything. If you rearrange the letters in coronavirus, you can spell corn savior. That doesn't mean I'm going to bow down and worship Orville Redenbacher. There's just as much crazy over in the UK where the anti-vax cuckoos think the new variant is an evil plot to stop Christmas because over there, conspiracy theorists have found the anagram No Crimbo in the Omicron variant name, and Crimbo is a British slang for Christmas. First of all, Britain, if that is your name, what kind of slang is Crimbo? It sounds like the celebrity couple name of Christ and a bimbo. It's wrong. Now, you may have noticed, smart, alert listeners may have noticed you cannot spell Crimbo without a B. There's no B in Omicron. So to get No Crimbo, British conspiracy folks use the full name of the variant, Omicron B11529. Even if you believe this stuff, you gotta see that's a stretch. Okay, we've got not letters to spell Crimbo, but where do the numbers go? Blimey, they were stolen by Hillary Clinton. She's ruined Crimbo!
You know, in Germany, they're not taking any chances at all with this Omicron variant. The German government today announced a nationwide lockdown for people who aren't vaccinated. It's always a little scary when you hear the words Germany and lockdown in the same sentence, but unvaccinated Germans will be banned from all but the most essential businesses in the country. They'll only be allowed to go to supermarkets, pharmacies, and stores that sell black turtlenecks. That's it. Germany has one of the lowest vaccination rates in Western Europe. The only shots Germans take are Jägermeister and Rumpelmintz. So, back here in the United States, more cases of Omicron were reported today, one in Colorado, one in Minnesota, and five in New York. President Biden unveiled his plan to fight COVID and Omicron during the winter. International travelers, people coming to this country, will now have to show proof of a negative test the day before they leave their country. And Biden is requiring insurance companies to cover the cost of at-home COVID tests. You know what? Maybe they could combine the at-home COVID test with pregnancy tests and... Honey, I have good news and I have bad news. But Biden said his plan pulls no punches and he believes could unite the country. Yes, as at this point, Dolly Parton in a tub of super glue couldn't unite this country. Meanwhile, our former president dialed up his Fox and Friends this morning on the phone. Guess he hasn't figured out FaceTime yet to share his thoughts on the job Joe Biden is doing and give a quick but powerful lesson in revisionist history.
He's done just an absolutely terrible job.
getting it out and getting people to take it. I mean, people just don't want to take it. And the vaccines have been, you know, I have to be very proud of the vaccines. We did it in less than 9 months. People said it was going to take 5 years to 12 years and probably wouldn't work. They work incredibly well. Some people don't want to take them, and that's their freedom, and that's what we have to do. But people don't want to take them because they don't trust Biden. They don't trust the administration. We had none of that. Everybody was fighting to take them, and we were doing great.
What are you even talking about? The first vaccine was given on December 14th, after you lost the election. The only thing people were fighting over when you were president was toilet paper, okay? But he's just... He's talking himself into something. I invented the vaccine. It's the best vaccine, but people shouldn't take it if they don't want it, especially not if Joe Biden, who had nothing to do with it, by the way, is telling them to take it, and they should take it, but they also shouldn't if Biden tells them to, because if it weren't for me, we wouldn't even have a vaccine for people to refuse to take. Is that clear, or should I keep going? I can go on forever. Move on. It's hardly seems possible, but there's an even dumber Donald Trump out there. His name is Donald Trump Jr. He was on Hannity last night. Sean, welcome, the human sweat stain, whose reason for appearing on television last night was to slander Dr. Fauci.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a bureaucrat. He's not a good doctor. He's better at being a bureaucrat. They're going to implement the draconian measures to shut down our economy once and for all because they don't care. There's no consequence. And as long as we keep giving that clown his 15 minutes of fame, the TV that he so desperately craves, we're going to be in these lockdown situations forever.
Now, that's a very interesting clip because it's hard to figure out if he's talking about Dr. Fauci or if he's talking about himself. So let's play it back piece by piece.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's you.
As long as we keep giving that clown his 15 minutes of fame.
That's you.
The TV that he so desperately craves.
And you.
We're going to be in these lockdown situations forever.
Yes, I believe the psychiatrists call that projection. So, he really does... He sure does talk about the economy a lot for someone who never had to go out and get a job, doesn't he?
Professional answer around us as we go about our work. Sickness and disease in every nook and cranny lurk. Soon succumb beneath this ever-present threat. But you cannot avoid it, so it's meaningless to fret. Retching nausea, headache, fever, spots before the eyes. And you can't eat or sleep or know if it ever will end. You may need to vomit, but you can't get out. Or maybe doubled up in pain. You may get so sick that you will not get sick again. You may give your sickness to your family and friends, and it goes on and on, and it may never end. We'll be right back.
as of now, it looks like it's going to still be a couple of weeks before we know more about the Omicron strain. Things like, does it spread faster? Does it make you sicker? And is it available as an NFT? But over in MAGA world, they seem to already have figured it all out.
The emergence of the new COVID variant is sparking a fresh round of conspiracy theories. Former White House doctor turned MAGA congressman Ronny Jackson tweeted, quote, here comes the MEV, the midterm election variant. They need a reason to push unsolicited nationwide mail-in ballots. Democrats will do anything to cheat during election, but we're not going to let them.
It defies logic, and listen here, unfortunately, it's not just Ronny Jackson. If it was just Congressman Jackson or Dr. Jackson, we could call him out, but he's getting help on you-know-where.
It's always a new variant.
And you can always, you'll count on a variant about every October, every 2 years.
Oh, I think it's going to, yep.
You know, you're probably right.
I mean, however,
they could speed up. The variants could come more quickly. And
we're going to need a new variant
emergency
here.
My gosh.
Okay, just so I've got this straight. According to this conspiracy, the Democrats' big plan is to intentionally never solve the one problem that is ruining everyone's life? That is such a dumb strategy to win an election. Which makes me think maybe the Democrats actually did come up with it. Aha! I mean, you realize for this to be true, the Democrats would have had to coordinate on this lie with the World Health Organization and South African scientists and governments across Europe. You serious people? You know the Democrats can't coordinate. And it's bad enough to hear this from a congressman, but what's crazy is that before he was in Congress, people forget Ronny Jackson was the president's doctor, the president's doctor. And not just Trump's doctor, by the way, Obama's doctor too. Yeah, that guy. This just shows you how bad America's healthcare system. Even the president was like, you're telling me that he's the only doctor in my network? I mean, seriously, it's amazing that Obama and Trump actually survived. One of them sneezes and Ronny Jackson is like, you've got to realign your electrons, quick, swallow as many magnets as possible. And by the way, of all the shows, how does Fox and Friends not understand what new variants are? Every 4 months, Fox and Friends has two totally different dudes and one new woman saying the same bullshit from the same couch. I mean, if that isn't a new variant, I don't know what is. Hey, but whatever, man. I guess the Democrats, in coordination with scientists in South Africa, Europe, Israel, all over, are simply pretending there's a new corona variant out there. That's what they're doing. Yeah, and they're not only doing it to justify mail-in voting. No, no, no. It's also because they're really horny for lockdowns.
Judge, if they keep testing for different strains of coronavirus, we're going to be locked down for the rest of our existence. I am, I had cancer. My oncologist is a specialist in bone cancer. And he, you know, every oncologist who deals with bone cancer identifies hundreds of coronaviruses inside of our bones. They've created a problem that can never actually be solved. So they can justify whatever it is they want to do.
I'm sorry, what? Your bones are riddled with coronavirus? Quick, lady, you need to swallow these magnets! Now, what I think Laura Logan was saying there is that we'll never stop finding new coronavirus variants when they test us because our bones are full of them. And look, this sounded wrong to me, but I'm not a bone doctor. So we called a top oncologist just to make sure that we were right. And we were like, hey, weird question, but if you crack open a bone, do hundreds of coronaviruses fly out? And she was like, no. And also, why is everyone asking me this question today? So, no, people. Bones are not filled with coronaviruses. But according to Fox, now, Democrats are going to force everyone into endless lockdowns. That's the plan. And the worst part is, if Trump was still in office, this variant, which doesn't even exist, would already be defeated.
COVID is becoming endemic. It is going to continue to mutate. It's going to continue to evolve. It's all around planet Earth. If President Trump was still in office, by the way, we'd already have modified vaccines to deal with the new variants, which is a great point.
Okay, first of all, Stephen Miller, if President Trump was still in office, if someone's not a true believer, JFK Jr. will be so disappointed when he hears about this one. I mean, the idea that Donald Trump would have quickly handled a COVID variant is by far the least believable I have ever heard. You're gonna act like we all don't know this man? There's no way he would have handled it. First of all, he would have spent 4 months denying there was even a new variant. And then he would have wasted 6 more months saying that the vaccines were on their way, but then also don't worry about it because it's not gonna hurt anybody, but also the vaccines are coming. And then he would have gotten Omicron himself, and then he would have been like, Omicron is real, folks, totally real, and I beat it. I karate chopped it so hard, I destroyed it, and now it credit cried to me. It said, Trump, why you did this to me? You beat me so hard. And I beat it, so now it's over. Congratulations to all, even the haters and the losers. I mean, you can't have a vaccine for a new variant a few days after you discover the variant, people. It's impossible. The only way you could do that is if you had a time machine. And we all know if Trump had a time machine, he wouldn't use it for that. He'd go back in time to hang baby Mike Pence. I'm just kidding. He'd probably use it to warn himself not to have that affair with Stormy Daniels. But then he'd get too horny and end up having a threesome with himself and Stormy Daniels. This is so great. There are fine people on both sides. Very fine people. Now look, anyone whose brain hasn't been rotted from Fox and Facebook knows that everything these people are saying is bullshit. Omicron is a real variant with real mutations and real spikes on its real proteins. And that's how it works. Democrats are just trying to keep the pandemic going to stay in power. And the best way you can tell that is that a year ago, MAGA World was pushing the exact opposite conspiracy.
If it ends up that Biden wins in November, I guarantee you the week after the election, suddenly all those Democratic governors, all those Democratic mayors will say, everything's magically better. Go back to work, go back to school. Suddenly the problems are solved.
They'll milk it every single day between now and November 3rd. And guess what? After November 3rd, coronavirus will magically all of a sudden go away and disappear, and everybody will be able to reopen.
That's all I hear. Turn on television. Right? COVID. By the way, on November 4th, you won't hear about it anymore. So, COVID!
COVID! This dude was president, and he's gonna be president again. Now, to be fair, for a while after the election, we did hear less about COVID, mostly because the news was about Donald Trump trying to overthrow the country. But this really shows you how drastically MAGA people have changed their conspiracies about COVID over time. I mean, you might even say they had to mutate their propaganda so that it could keep spreading in a new environment. I wonder if there's a medical parallel to the way these talking points are adapting over time.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.